Chapter 2. Father and Son. Dantès turned into a narrow street and went into a small house.
"My dear Edmund," cried his father, "my boy, my son, you are here in Marseille. Tell me all your news."
"I have some sad news. The good Captain Leclerc is dead. But I am now captain of the Pharaoh. Just think, I am only 20 years old and the captain of a great ship. I will earn good money. I can buy you a new house." "What is the matter, father? Aren't you well?"
"It is nothing," his father said.
"You need food and a drink. Where will I find food and drink for you?"
"There is nothing in the house," answered the old man.
"But I don't need anything, because you are here.
When I left 3 months ago, I gave you plenty of money," Dantès said.
"Yes, but I paid some money back to our friend Caderousse. He asked me for it."
"But you gave Caderousse more than half of the money. Why did you do that?" "Here, father, take this and send for some food." Edmund put all his money on the table.
"No, no," said the old man. "I don't need all that money."
"But here comes Caderousse. He knows that you are home. He wants to welcome you."
"Hello. You have returned, Edmund," Caderousse said.
"Yes, neighbour," replied Dantès.
He tried to hide his real feelings.
"I am ready to help you in any way." "You are rich now," said Caderousse, looking hungrily at the money on the table.
"Oh, that," said Dantès, "that is my father's money. But of course you are our neighbour. If you want money, we will lend it to you."
"Thank you. But I don't need anything. I met my friend Danglars, so I heard that you were here. I wanted to see you."
"Good, Caderousse," said the old man. "He is a great friend to us." There was an ugly look on Caderousse's face.
"Well, Morel is pleased with you," he said. "Are you hoping to be the next captain of the Pharaoh?"
"Yes, I believe that I will be the next captain. But, dear father, I must leave you. Now I must visit another person in the town."
"Go, my dear boy, and God protect your wife."
"His wife?" said Caderousse. "She isn't his wife yet. Mercedes is a fine girl, and fine girls have plenty of young men. But you will be captain of the Pharaoh, so my opinion of women, and of Mercedes, is better than yours," Dantès said. "I know that she will always love me."
Edmund left the house, and Caderousse joined Danglars. The seaman was waiting for him at the corner.
"He isn't captain yet," said Danglars quietly. "We can stop him. Let's go. We will stop at La Réserve and drink a glass of wine there."
"Right then," Caderousse said. "But you must pay for the drink."